the 2025 National Security Strategy. And this week, Trump used it to clear the board. So let's start with Russia and Ukraine. The British and the EU sent Zelensky to Mar-a-Lago with a mission: demand open-ended security guarantees, NATO membership, and keep the war machine running. They're operating off of Winston Churchill's post-war playbook that says Russia is our permanent enemy. But Trump is operating off his new national security strategy, and here's what it says. It is a core interest of the United States to negotiate an expeditious cessation of hostilities in Ukraine, to prevent unintended escalation or expansion of the war, and reestablish strategic stability with Russia. And then a little later, and to end the perception and prevent the reality of NATO as a perpetually expanding alliance. That is what is driving Trump's negotiating position with Zelensky. So how did the empire respond to Trump's refusal to bend? Immediately after the meeting, drones attacked President Putin's residence in Valdai. The Russians were furious, but they called it a slap in the face to Trump. Now ask yourself, was this really just Zelensky going rogue, or was the British hand at work? We're not alone in pointing out that British intelligence plays a bigger role in guiding these drone systems than the Ukrainians do. As the conservative Treehouse blog put it in their coverage of the attack, I suspect the British did it. So this wasn't a military strike. It was a sabotage operation designed to blow up the Trump-Putin peace channel. But Trump and Putin refused to take the bait. They aren't pawns anymore. Here's Trump's response.
President Putin told me about it. Early in the morning, he said he was attacked. It's no good. It's no good. Don't forget, you know, the Tomahawks. I stopped the Tomahawks. I didn't want that. Because we're talking about, you know, it's a delicate period of time. This is not the right time. It's one thing to be offensive, because they're offensive. It's another thing to attack his house. It's not the right time to do any of that.